In general, I think that a variety of taxes is beneficial. You know, every tax has winners and losers. And when you diversify your types of taxes, you share that burden across, you know, everybody here in the county. So, you know, I'm not tied to a property tax, income tax, wheel tax. I think they all have, again, winners and losers. I think that all taxes need to be implemented, you know, with a view to, you know, the burden that they are causing. You know, as far as a wheel tax goes, I think that, you know, there's a moderate level that would make sense. But ultimately, you know, whether or not we need to raise revenue, I think that, again, a long-term view of the budget really needs to set that. And I don't think taxes should be raised just to avoid budget pains. You know, budgeting process is supposed to be painful. It's how you know that you're really creating a valid budget. It's very easy in county council. There's not a lot of visibility a lot of times to the decisions, and it's easy just to avoid the pain of budgeting and just raise taxes. So I think that, you know, we can't raise taxes just to avoid that discussion. That said, I think that, you know, if we can do an evaluation of the county budget from top to bottom, leaving no sacred cows out, really evaluating how each of the departments are performing, you know, what our efficiencies are, what our mandates are, you know, we can't cut a lot of the services that we offer. You know, they're mandated by the state constitution. So again, if we can do that top to bottom budget review, and it shows that in order to provide quality services, that there's really not as many efficiencies there, and it becomes a revenue issue, then I think revenue needs to be raised. But I'd hate to see that revenue raised without that top to bottom review.